Page 14, City of Salem, Counselor, Ward 2, First Candidate, Tom Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, Occupation, Attorney in Private Practice, Occupational Background, Attorney, Private Practice, and State Accident Insurance Fund, SAFE, 1977 to present. Educational background, University of Illinois, BA, High Honors, Political Science, 1972, University of Oregon, JD, 1976. Governmental experience, South Central Association of Neighbors, SCAN, President, 2010 to 2012. Land Use and Transportation Chair, 2008 to 2012. Vice President, 2008 to 2010. Board of Directors, 2007 to present, Member and President, Lane Transit District Board, 1988 through 1991. Family, wife, Jessica Maxwell, journalist and author, sons, Benjamin, attorney, Eli, medical student. Endorsements, Oregon League of Conservation Voters, Service Employees International Union, Local 503, 138 citizens of Salem and counting. Elect a neighborhood leader. I have 8 years of leadership in SCAN as president, vice president, and land use and transportation committee chair. I am the only candidate for the city council in Ward 2 with any experience as a Ward 2 neighborhood leader. We need experienced neighborhood leadership on the council. Ward 2 voters want decisions to be made from the bottom up and not the top down. Positive solutions for Salem. Yes, fix the ends of the bridges we have and earthquake-proof them. Don't build an expensive third bridge that doesn't solve the peak hour congestion issue. Yes, build a new police station, but not on the Civic Center Mirror Pond. Alternative locations must be considered. Yes, fix the Civic Center so that our City Hall and Library will not collapse in an earthquake. Yes, make the best use of the North Campus of the State Hospital. As SCAN president, I led neighborhood efforts to use the former school for the blind property in a way acceptable to the neighborhood. I'll do the same to make the best use of the North Campus. Yes, establish a sustainability commission to provide expert advice on how Salem can become more sustainable and help us build better, not bigger. Yes, pass a new ordinance supporting food carts, not stifling them. Yes, conduct city business in an open and transparent manner. This information furnished by Tom Anderson and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Also on page 14, City of Salem Councilor, Ward 2. Next candidate, Sharon Blassi, B-L-A-S-I. Occupation, Oregon Secretary of State Audits Division, 2001 to present, Performance Audit Manager. Occupational background, United States Navy, 1986 through 2000, Yeoman and Supply Corps Officer. Educational background, B.S., Sociology, University of Colorado, Masters of Public Administration, PSU. Governmental experience, Salem City Council, Ward 7, 2012, appointed. Salem Planning Commission, 2013 to present. Salem Stormwater Advisory Committee, 2013 to present. Salem Economic Opportunity and Housing Needs Analysis Committee, 2014 to present. Personal, Chair, Lydia's Love, Nonprofit Hosting Birthday Parties for Children Living in Salem's Homeless Shelters. Accountable, Efficient, and Effective Leadership. As a performance auditor for the state, I recognize the importance of accountability, transparency, efficiency, and effectiveness when taxpayer dollars are involved. Creating a more livable Salem. We need strong leadership, recognizing the importance of making decisions having long-term positive impacts. These decisions should foster improved economic development and a livable and sustainable community, improving communication with community partners. Whatever the issue, we need to have open communication with all of the stakeholders, especially the public. Whether it's a park improvement or encouraging small business development, I'll reach out to all the parties to achieve a common goal. Serving on City Council in 2012 as a temporary appointment, I've been fortunate to be part of decisions profoundly impacting our community. With your support, I'll continue that important work, and we can keep Salem moving forward. Partial list of endorsements. Chuck Bennett, President, Salem City Council. Laura Tesler, Salem City Councilor. Diana Dickey, Salem City Council. Warren Bednards, Salem City Council. Dan Clem, Salem City Council, David Fox, Salem Planning Commission, Home Builders Association of Marion and Polk Counties, Salem Area Chamber of Commerce, Create Jobs, PAC, Oregon League of Conservation Voters. It's my pleasure to endorse Sharon Blassey for taking my place as Ward 2 City Councilor. She's balanced, fair, independent, and an excellent critical thinker with a firm grasp of what it takes to represent Ward 2 constituents on City Councilor. Laura Tesler, Salem City Councilor, Ward 2. www.electsharonblassey.com, www.facebook.com/electsharonblassey. This information furnished by Sharon Blassey and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 15, City of Salem Councilor, Ward 2, Brad Swank, S-W-A-N-K. Occupation, attorney, retired. Occupational background, Deputy Legislative Counsel, Senior Counsel, Joint Legislative Judiciary Committee, Special Counsel, Oregon State Court System, Salem City Club, Board and President, Saxon Foundation, South High, Board and President. Educational background, Indiana University, Bachelor of Science, Willamette University, Juris Doctorate. Governmental experience, 29 and a half years, see occupational background. 42 years living, working, and contributing in Salem, 34 years, same house in Ward 2. The City of Salem doesn't need better messaging, doesn't need more backroom dealing, doesn't need more consensus. The City of Salem needs open government that works for you. Vote for Brad Swank. Endorsed by the Oregon League of Conservation Voters. This information furnished by Brad Swank and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.